So sure, we've all been talking for the last half an hour, and I hit record, and we all go to our phones.
Yeah, I'm tired now.
Well.
Oh, so everyone looks to me to carry the fucking conversation.
Well,
as per usual.
Oh, because we all know no matter who starts talking, you're going to get up in your ornery self, and you're going to just verbally, like,
well, get a verbally
assault someone.
Give us a situation 209.
Yeah. Why don't we start at a real low point? We'll just talk about things that happened the last week. 60 people got murdered.
Oh my god, why are we doing this? Why don't we talk about Sausage Fest?
I'm trying to work up to Sausage Fest.
No, we don't have to talk about people getting murdered.
He's outside.
In Las Vegas or
okay.
Whatever other depressing things happened this week.
Also, you still live in this country, which is pretty fucking grim right now.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but I could actually leave.
But the weather right now is fantastic.
Oh my god, the weather's so nice.
Yeah, I wore a long sleeve shirt today, which is great.
No, that's weak.
I don't think I sweat today when I was at work.
I might have to turn the furnace on tonight.
Chub rub season is officially over.
You gotta, you know what? You deal with it how you're gonna deal
with it. What are you gonna mansplain to me about chub rub right now?
Oh, hold on. Are you implying to me that I don't have fat thighs that rub together also?
You don't wear short shorts? Who wears short shorts?
Kayla wears short shorts.
I wear basketball shorts most of the time.
That's not my problem.
Oh, I see.
I have many things that I do to combat the chub rub.
Okay.
Anti-chafing gels, bike shorts.
Bike shorts is the way to go right there.
Yeah, but they're too long. I wore bike shorts in Florida and I got those stupid fucking tan lines on my thighs. I was so mad.
Listen, I can't solve all your fucking
problems. But
you gotta cut them off.
Florida's
but then they're
a
not long
beast.
Enough to stop the chub
listen,
rub.
Listen, there's a fine line and you gotta find it.
The fine line is October. When
about halfway through,
yeah,
a little post archon, little nip in the air.
Yes,
you can like people start firing up their fireplaces for the first time of the season. You can smell it.
Next year, archon is gonna be cool.
I'm excited.
Making me think I should turn my heater on before, like, I actually need it so it burns off all the dust in there. It doesn't smell like shit.
Yeah,
it's gonna smell like shit the first time you turn it on, regardless.
Yeah. Well, but if I turn it on now, I can like have some windows open and just like.
That's the way to go.
I'm gonna have to turn mine on for the first time.
Oh, you should make sure that works.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. before it actually gets cold,
before it matters. Yeah. I still have to insulate the entirety of my basement. I got a whole bunch of shit I gotta do in that fucking basement. It exhausts me.
You gotta make another sawhorse?
Yeah.
I wouldn't make another sawhorse.
Why? I already got the materials for it. Do you know how hard it is to do stuff without a pair of sawhorses?
I know, but you're better off just buying the brackets for it.
That's not the fucking point.
You've made one. The
no,
point
I
is
need
you
to make a pair of them. One sawhorse doesn't do anything.
So buy the brackets to just put together a sawhorse.
What do I need a bracket for?
You buy the brackets that you just slip the wood into them. It's a magical sawhorse.
What? Fucking magical sawhorse? What?
You slip the wood in and it's a magical sawhorse. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, you saw a big mouth.
Slip it in, Tony.
It's seriously like $30.
Alex is gonna be my hormone monster.
The sawhorse did it this time, huh? That's weird.
The point is the experience of making it.
Oh no.
And then knowing that you've crafted something. You know what? Never mind, Tony. I can't explain woodworking life to you.
Alright, let's take the gait test.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. Number one, number two.
Two?
Oh,
can I see number one again?
Yep, very interesting. If we can tell this one.
Rage, fucking kill him!
Her name isn't Mom anymore, it's Sharon!
Oh, God. That part was fucked up. When she got her hormone monster.
That's
exactly what it's like.
Yeah. The coach's hormone monster.
Because apparently, never mind. No spoiler.
I've seen him, but I like it.
No spoilers, Alex. Fuck. You're gonna spoil it for Alex.
I like
you're awesome.
The man, Steve.
I like the gym teacher's office is like underneath the bleachers.
I never even noticed that.
Wait. These permission slips are definitely forged in the fires of good parenting.
That's so ridiculous. That's such a ridiculous stretch.
Oh, that's good. I look forward to continuing and to watch one episode a night.
I look forward to you finally finishing it so we don't have to tap dance around the only spoilers from the entire season. What's the joke there, Holden?
She's a better princess than the rest of them.
Why are you
She's a god.
Why are you promoting female on female disparagement?
Mm. What?
I didn't think so. You're about 10 years away from this conversation. Okay. To elevate some women, you don't have to put other women down. Just saying.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the shit where if Disney princess's mom was around, like...
What?
Like
how the stories would change? Yeah, I've seen that article.
She can have a fucking tiger, but she can't walk outside? Like, what the fuck?
I mean, she and the tiger were pretty tight. Like, it probably was only really a problem the first time. Like, who threw her in the pen with the tiger to begin with? To see if the tiger would eat her face. Like, that guy took a gamble, but it seemed to have worked out.
Except wild animals can turn on you at any moment.
Not my wild animals.
You don't have any wild animals?
Which is why Kayla refuses to keep this mouse as a pet.
I don't want
to
keep the mouse as a pet. I told you it would probably die from stress.
It's a very good point. I just wanted a way to bring this up.
There's a mouse in my place.
Mm.
And we were totally cool when he stayed in the kitchen, but he's not staying in the kitchen anymore.
Yeah. They had an understanding.
Yeah.
They would see each other from a distance, nod.
No, that's not how it was at all.
No.
No.
I would see him out of the corner of my eye. We would both scream.
He runs through on two legs while the other just...
Jesse Graff is a fucking monster.
Yeah. She is.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What is going on here?
I don't know. She's trying to break her spine and failing.
I don't know. She's kicking the ass
of patriarchy.
Yeah.
In a circle.
You're looking at literal Olympians.
Yeah, between my finger motions of the mouse and...
David's showing a video.
What is going on here?
Yeah, well, basically, you hear the name Jesse Graff and you're like, oh, yeah. That's that chick who has any number of amazing physical feat videos. They could be watching any one of them.
Yeah. And
that's all true.
So, just pull up a random one.
Just pull up a random one. It's like you're fucking here. All right, let's get down to Surly Tax. I got a bunch
Sausage
of...
Sausage Fest.
I got a bunch of cookie dough in the freezer that's burning a hole in my pants.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David, who has a bunch of cookie dough in the freezer.
This is Sirius 209.
Yeah.
Although we were going to talk about Sausage Fest first, before we begin, there is something I would like to read to the group.
Uh-oh.
Now, I know this isn't necessarily about Sausage Fest, but I think it's relevant to all the discussions we're going to have tonight. And it is as follows. According to costume designer Mary Zofris, even cheap suits look good on Brad Pitt. Thus, for the scene where his character Chad wears a cheap suit, she had to tailor a suit with a purposely bad and ill-fitting cut and a horrid-looking wool tie. I just want to set the tone. We may proceed to Sausage Fest.
Okay.
I felt like that needed to be said.
We raised more money than any other year?
Jesus, isn't that how you're going to announce it now?
Yeah.
Not solid.
This is how cancer wins.
Hey. We fucked cancer by raising money, and you fucked cancer by having it cut out of your cat.
Yeah.
True facts.
I mean, I kind of also raised money. But it was just a...
localized...
It was a large amount for a single person. Not even a person. But a person.
Yeah, she's a person.
More important than most people to me.
Listen, I feel like a lot of us have spent a lot of money on pets.
That's true.
Animals are expensive. Turns out your family is expensive.
Yeah. And Peach won't share any of the profits she earns from her job.
Yeah.
On wienerswienerswieners.com.
Bitch. No, literally, because she's a dog.
No, she literally is.
Wienerswienerswieners.com. By the way, I bought a domain.
Oh, God.
I had to fix some things in fucking Dynamics CRM, so I literally went out and bought thisiswhythissoftwaresucks.com. And what I'm going to do is
that wasn't taken?
No.
That's amazing.
I know. So I'm literally just going to make it a place that has like branches and offshoots for various software, and then just a list of the reasons why the software sucks. I may accept fan submissions, but I feel like I got a lot of content that I
would just
out on my own.
I would just make like a Tumblr.
No, fuck that.
And curate. Just let it auto-curate.
No, I want it to be like FML, only this is why this software sucks, and then you can do like a whole fan submission thing.
That's true.
I would read that as like, I know any IT professional would read that as a fucking app.
Yeah. I could probably write 20 or 30 submissions right now.
I know. Anybody who's worked in IT with any software can.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You don't even have to work in IT. Just use it.
End user shit would never be interesting. Like, oh, they moved the buttons around. Now fuck you. Come on. Figure it out.
Although I haven't really used an Office product since 2003.
Oh, so you haven't used LibreOffice?
I'm in Microsoft Office specifically.
I know.
Sorry.
You haven't used LibreOffice then?
I do use LibreOffice. That's from the Apache Foundation.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And then there's OpenOffice, which...
Would you like many complaints about both of those software?
Which is work. I have fewer complaints.
You know what? I'll refer to you a website in a couple weeks.
No, you'll talk about referring to a website. We'll see if this is a website when the domain registration...
I have a specific complaint about the VLOOKUP and MATCH functionality in Excel that I could write a whole fucking article about right now.
I don't want articles. I want 140 characters, because making it 280 characters would be ridiculous and counterintuitive.
Why not 160 characters? That's the text messaging limit.
Yeah, I'm not writing a fucking
not
text
anymore.
Message. You know what? Everybody... Can we talk about Sausage Fest now, please?
Or can we talk about 209?
There's nothing in 209 for you, Tony.
Not anymore.
Definitely didn't win. Cleanest room.
I'm glad I never set foot in that room.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you were definitely in it.
What?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, fuck. When we went up to Adam to make sure he was alive, we did step in there.
Hey, buddy.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Checkout's in 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Made it. No regrets. A lot of bad decisions, though.
They came down cuddling your beer bong thing.
Still in the back of my car.
Ooh, when are we going to use that?
I don't know. When are we going to use that?
Probably on Halloween.
Probably when Halloween.
Yeah.
Or when you plan that pajama party.
Now I'm getting mixed signals about this fucking onesie party. Like, do you remember him, like, demanding of me that we have a onesie party on Friday night at Archon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I can take the screenshot where he's like, Kayla! So I was like, okay, I'm writing it down, and I put it in our hangout. And I was like, David! Onesie party! And he was like, yeah! And then, like, he does not fucking remember. I stopped thinking about it because you're like, oh no, that's stupid. Like, that's just Friday night drunk arc on me shit. Like, blah, blah.
I don't remember saying that.
There was so much, there is so much stuff that I still haven't gone through. I still haven't gone through the recording.
Oh no. I don't know.
We recorded stuff on Friday night.
Oh god.
And at some point it will be released once I go through it. I'm gonna have to clean up mostly just the fact that certain people don't know how to use microphones. Yelling at them, Kayla, from across the room doesn't always help.
Someone took the one I had.
You gave it up.
Probably a good idea.
You gave it to somebody, went to the bathroom, came back, and just refused to have it again.
Yeah, they just started yelling across the room to microphones.
God damn, I'm awesome. Holy shit.
I've got someplace to be at 11. It's 10 after 10. I've got someplace to be at 11.
I love hearing stories.
And then at like 10:15, I gotta go.
Why?
You're 100 feet
you
away.
Don't even know.
Nope.
Yeah, no, we do know, because you've been doing nothing but talking about it the entire time. You don't know.
We're 100 feet away from where you have to be in 50 minutes.
Literally, the only obstacle is going up a flight of stairs or up an elevator, which, by the way, is 10 steps outside the door.
Listen, I don't know what kind of weak-ass shit you guys are into, but I need to stretch and I'll do like a 10-15 minute meditation.
Is that Kayla? Is that Kayla out there? Fuck you, Kayla!
I was busy taking care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, except you didn't have your fucking room key.
Yeah. I need that. Well, someone took my room key.
What? No, you had a room key and it didn't work, right?
No, he didn't have his room key.
Oh, you didn't have your room key.
Yeah.
Did you give me the only room key?
I would not have given you the only room key.
Then I
He had
a working room key.
Well,
I could have sworn you told me you left your room key in the room when I came and unlocked the door.
Maybe.
To be fair, every time I turned around in my room, I found another room key. Yeah, like, room they just kept everywhere. Appearing. And
those room keys were fucking
multiplying.
Those room keys were having a key party in the drawers.
I am anxious. Not anxious. I feel, I don't know, some sort of way about the recording we did Friday night. It's gonna be a thing.
More interesting recording would have been following us around the halls.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. We should have.
Man, I can't solve all your fucking problems.
We can do that.
Fucking Tambora. Oh
my god. Yeah, he changed Kayla's name like 7 times, but not the pronunciation. Kayla.
Kayla.
Kayla with 2 K's because the first one's silent.
A fucking dude with the.
He tried to show me his ID when he came into the room party afterwards.
It's because he doesn't know what you look like.
I'm like, no, you were.
It's because you look the same to him.
Alright.
Just saying.
Is that all the stories you have from Archon?
Oh no.
No one's
paused for like literally half a second.
No one has brought a pinata yet?
Oh my god.
By the way, I bought it. We played it.
I know.
I played it with Anna on Friday. We played it on Saturday.
Yeah, apparently the only person I can beat is Tony when I'm really lucky.
The first game you played, you beat me, and it was pretty decisive.
Kayla fucking wrecked me. Drunk.
And the first time I ever played.
Like, we were explaining the rules to her, and she's like, no, I got it. And then, in one fucking turn, she won 3 cards.
Nice.
I'm like, cards.
I'm like, okay. I quit. I'm done.
Easy to play, hard to master.
That was the thing I liked about it. It was just how easy the rules are, but like there's a lot of strategy you can tie yourself up in. Mm-hmm. Like I think that was actually starting to slow me down. Like trying to plan out too far ahead.
I heard that about you.
I don't understand why this game is not an app though.
I don't need it to be an app. I like the in-person element of it.
Oh, I like the in-person element too.
The two-player thing also makes it a little more personal, a more intimate. Sexually charged. Are we not all playing the same game?
No, I'm with you.
Okay, good. Alright, well that was my Archon. I don't think I did much for
this.
No, I did that all day Saturday.
Yeah, too. We played a lot of pinata, both Friday and Saturday. Kayla made a bunch of awesome cookies again.
Oh, so many cookies. So many goddamn cookies. We didn't run out this year.
We did not run out of cookies. We did not run out of meat. We should have.
Yeah.
Agreed. We did not run out of chocolate.
Finish eating it?
No. Mistakes were made.
But you made a valiant effort?
No, mistakes were made.
Mistakes were
but
made.
But not by me.
No. Oh. You weren't in that room much, were you?
No, that's just the name of the book. Mistakes were made, but not by me. But also mistakes were made, but not by me.
Right.
Literally. I wasn't in either of the rooms for much.
Nah, you were busy being abandoned.
You did just keep disappearing.
We did like 6 rounds before
you disappeared. Seriously, I don't understand. This is not new.
Oh, I know that. I know it's not new.
Literally done the same thing for the last 15 years of going to this convention.
Yeah, he just disappears.
Yeah, like a fucking ninja.
You're like a fucking Zoidberg ninja. Like, I could see you. I couldn't leave the interaction I was in, but you were Zoidberg breaking away, locking eyes with me.
Yeah, at one point you're like, we're going to walk through the courtyard, meet us on the other side. And I go to the other side and I'm like,
no, Tony, that's one of the tactics.
Fuck this.
You cannot know.
I waited like a minute and I'm
that's
like,
that's on you.
Yeah, fuck this. You I'm going to keep walking.
You know, Tony, you got
we ended up where we ended up being, but.
You got ditched, Tony.
No, we didn't meet Tony again.
Yeah, because I'm not going to walk through that fucking courtyard again.
Yeah.
That's the smart play for me.
That way lies madness. And smoke, really.
And smoke, lots smoke, and lots of smoke.
Really.
Hit all those room parties.
Had a lot of room parties.
Lena put something in my fucking beer.
On Friday. I got blamed for it.
She's a dick.
And it was my idea.
Yeah, that's why I abandoned you on Saturday. Somehow it was your fault.
I was just sitting there.
No, she was just from your she beer. Was just looking back and forth between me and Lena, and it was like
I'd forgotten about it. I was already drunk by that point. So then you sat down. By the time you sat down at the table, I was already gone, and I didn't actually see Lena do it. Like they were talking about
it. I watched her do it, but I didn't realize how much she put in. Then like later I looked at it, I was like, holy shit, she put a lot in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she did.
And you took a nice long pull.
Yeah, I did. You fucked up my beer count. Then I got too fucking drunk.
And you leaned into me.
Yeah.
And you were so fucking
what
serious.
Did you fucking put in my beer?
What did you do to my drink?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, what the fuck?
Is this what family does? Because I don't think it is. I don't think this is what
we were teaching does. You a lesson.
I don't remember what the lesson was.
Yeah, the lesson
but
was,
that was a...
the beginning of the static. When that Zyrtec did me in. Don't drink and take Zyrtec.
I think it says that on the Zyrtec.
Yeah, well, fuck them. They don't tell me what to do.
They're not my real dad.
I make my own decisions.
Actually, I learned at your house last year, don't take Zyrtec and then take another Zyrtec. It doesn't work very well.
Okay.
It's if you take the second one, it has to be a suppository.
That's Alex's wild, like,
no,
drug-fueled inebriation story.
No, it just it made my brain stop working correctly.
Yeah.
Like, I would think something and I'd be like, that's not reasonable.
No, that's what I like, yeah. Or, I'm just here to give him a nocturnal emission. God damn, that show's so fucking good.
For anybody listening who hasn't caught on, we're talking about Big Mouth, and we will probably talk about Big Mouth a lot.
Forever!
Yeah.
It's a Netflix exclusive animated series.
And the Hormone Monster is not Will Arnett.
It's not, but...
Goddamn like sounds like him.
Rage, rage, fucking rage. I remember high school.
I'm in high school.
I remember grade school, too.
Or like in middle school.
And have middle school. Catholic schools have two schools. Grade school and high school.
That sounds dumb.
Middle school's for fucking suckers.
I think Catholic schools for suckers.
Maybe, but you get a fuck ton of scholarships.
Doesn't matter if you're just gonna go work in the mills.
Maine is in tobacco mines.
You work in the tobacco mines.
Maine has two professions. One of them is moose.
Yeah, it's a very tough,
tough job market.
Yeah, it's a tough job market. Hard to break into.
Or elk, or whatever the fuck you have up there.
It's moose. It's moose. There's no elk.
We've only got the one here.
We don't even have him here.
That lone elk.
Oh, I thought we were talking about moose.
Yeah, there was no moose this year. No Sam this year. No Artemis this year. No Art this year.
No Jolie.
No Jolie. But we did have Robin Ben.
Yeah.
The bear contingent.
That was incredible.
And fucking Matt Cushman showed up at the perfect time.
Oh my gosh, he does. He just always does.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
I just walked into Sausage Fest and there was fucking Matt Cushman behind the bar. I'm like, oh my god!
We walked down the fucking hall and then halfway down, is that Cushman behind the fucking bar? Sure as shit. Sure as fucking
yeah, like,
shit.
It was like 1 in the morning and Cushman rolls in and our bartender's like, I have to go. And
yeah, Cushman's he goes,
like, I'll take
yeah.
care of it.
Yeah, like I went to go look for Jay who said he was going to help, but like, like every time he came by and asked to, if we needed help, it's like we had people. So he just
we had so many people behind the bar.
So I went looking for him. I knew Cushman was at the room, but I didn't expect that he was going to jump behind the bar. I went to look for Jay, As I'm coming back toward the room, having not been able to find Jay, I see Kidwell, who had been tending bar, walking toward me. I was like, what's going on, buddy? He's like, that guy you sent down to tend bars taking over. I never ran into anybody. I'll see you later. I booked it back to the room.
Guy.
Yeah. And it was Cushman. It was like, nice.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, it was perfect.
The timing could not have been better.
And then the next thing I remember is at 2:30, I finally sat down.
And then you were kind of done.
I was done. I knew as soon as I sat down, my feet were just going to start throbbing.
Yeah.
So I tried to stand for as long as I could. And then like 5 minutes after I sat down, it was just fucking pulsing.
Yeah. That happens. That really does happen.
Let me introduce you to a guy. I'll show you what to do about that. His name's the Hormone Monster.
Is he going to massage my feet?
Yeah, that's what
you remember
gonna do.
Boobs, don't you?
Yeah.
Like those round, boxy things.
Yeah. And,
it's actually a really fucking wholesome show, like, if you really listen to it.
Those fucking parents.
Like, this is, like, there's a lot of stuff that is going to be uncomfortable, but I do kind of want Holden to watch this. Not maybe in another year or two.
Yeah.
Like, he just turned 15, but it's like, this is really
relevant.
What's going on? And
like the episode on, I don't know.
He hasn't got, I don't think he's got there yet.
Damn it.
The party, the episode with the party.
The head push.
The head push and the Mons push.
Head push is the name of the episode.
Right.
Head push.
But yeah, that whole sequence is really good.
Yeah.
Fallopian tubes. God. Tells you exactly what it is.
Fallopian.
Fuck.
What a savory word.
What the fuck is happening?
You've got to go to the bathroom and jerk off into that 2-ply tissue paper. May I be excused?
Yes.
All right, let's go. I'm coming. Not yet, you aren't. Wheels up in 30 seconds.
Let's see, other Sausage Fest stuff. Gretchen ended up being an end-of-the-night fucking rock star.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, New David?
Yeah, New David.
New David.
It
was,
who dis?
Yeah, he was awesome.
That's fine.
He helped out a shit ton. And
he just showed up.
It was like super happy about it. And it was like, man, you're doing awesome right now. He's like, yeah, I'm buzzed. Really?
Really?
You don't seem like it, but then again, you're also only like 23, so maybe you are. That's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm buzzed.
We didn't put the doors back on. Just fucking deal with it in the morning. Nah, let's do it now. What? I'll just hold the doors up while we put the pins back in. Dude, these doors are heavy. I got it. All right. And he did.
He get it?
Yeah.
We need somebody that works out regularly for Sausage Fest.
Yeah. Like, we need a couple of them. Like, that's why I miss Sam and Art Santos. Because those guys are, well, Art's not younger, but he's like more physically active, like by a long shot, just because he walks all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, that's his job. So
I have people like healthy, like you're fit. Mm. No, I just kind of I look reasonably healthy. I'm not fit.
No, thin is healthy, not fit.
Yeah, thin.
There's a weird thing. Thin is not fit, and fat is not unfit.
Yeah,
and also you saying I've gained weight is
insulting.
Yeah. Quite frankly,
shut the fuck up, guys.
I know.
Is a statistical anomaly. Rounding error.
You've gained this much weight.
Yeah.
But yeah, like every time I wandered back through the food room, like we were in the booze room boxing stuff up and moving beds around. Every time we wander back into the food room, Gretchen's like systematically completely dismantled the room, repacked everything. Everything is put away and stacked. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? I'm not even asking. I'm just going to You keep doing this. Whatever you're doing, you just keep going.
Yeah.
There's a point when you don't ask questions, you just let it happen. I need to repack stuff because I don't know where anything's at. But that's fine. I didn't want to have to deal with it at 4 in the morning. So
she just sort of picked up and ran with it. And that's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I was so dead.
Yeah.
As soon as I got home with Peach, and then it was like 11 a.m. the next day, or 10 a.m., whenever the fuck I woke up.
Yeah.
I remember getting home, and then I remember waking up thinking, oh shit, I gotta get back there.
Yeah, we had another late night McDonald's run.
That sounds like a fucking disaster.
It was.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're on a limited menu. Okay.
Oh, again?
I just want some fucking french fries.
She wanted french fries. And it was like, it was 4:30. We're on the breakfast menu now. God damn it.
You can't get breakfast? You can't get
hash browns?
I don't want fucking hash browns.
Okay, sorry.
She wanted french fries.
Did I say hash browns?
It's a potato.
So then I wanted you better be careful what she does McGriddle. With a potato. Then I wanted an egg and cheese McGriddle.
No.
And the girl was like, I could hear her like thinking.
Yeah, I know. She's like, so you want just give us a sausage egg. Just whatever you give us, just give us without the meat. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't put the meat
on it. Up whatever you want. Just don't give me meat.
Just don't put the meat on it. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. Just give us food.
Didn't you try to order something off the 24-hour menu, and then they're like, "Oh no, we're not serving that right now."
No, that was when we were in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, get your places straight.
No,
sorry.
No, I was able to order.
Get your drunk.
I just got a couple of burgers.
Alex, you've been drinking too much.
The last time I tried to go to a McDonald's was because it was literally the only fast food place open. When I got up to the window, it was like 5 or 6 in the morning. They're like, "We're not serving food right now."
What are you serving?
What the fuck are you doing? Like what?
Lattes.
Like, what? So I went to the Schnucks instead. That was next to it and open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. You fucking Schnucks privilege. You know what?
It is Schnucks privilege.
Well, I almost missed checkout.
You made it. Barely.
I did. Actually, I didn't make it. I had to go back to the room after noon.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, David hasn't read any of the messages in either of the Hangouts.
Yeah.
We should go check. That's
we should go check. We left him with someone we don't know. Creepy. We need to make sure he's still alive.
Yeah, like
there was a lot of jokes about the fact that one of our bathtubs was full of ice and booze. And like there was a lot of kidney jokes over the weekend. It was like, is this self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah,
we probably should check on him.
So a note about that. I've known that chick longer than I've known everybody at this table.
Okay.
So.
But we didn't know that.
We didn't know her.
Hey, just trust my judgment.
Morning. Yeah.
When we were like, I was like, David hasn't checked any of the Hangout messages.
And it was like 11:30.
Yeah. We should go make sure.
And you know he doesn't sleep past 8.
It was like 11.
Yeah, that was the weird thing.
It was like 11:46 when we knocked on the door.
Your judgment of people was not the question. It was, why are you not awake yet?
Right.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Rage, rage, fucking rage.
But it seemed like there was less traffic in the halls.
Yes.
There was considerably less traffic in the halls. Like, I stepped onto the dance floor a few times, and like there was a lot of empty space there, which seemed unusual.
I think there was just less people there. But what's weird is it didn't seem like it affected our traffic too badly.
So I talked to the con chair at one point in the evening, and he's like, yeah, it seemed like they had lower ticket sales on Friday. On Saturday, it actually made up for the lower ticket sales on Friday. Hmm. So like there was actually a boost on Saturday that took them over, I guess, the last year or so. The thing is the way he figures it was, and it looks like there were more young people, more minor ticket sales.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. I did have to keep several people out of the room, even though like parents or friends were going in there. I was like, just wait here.
Yeah.
I can't. Which, you in.
You know, And I just don't think a lot of those young people were wandering the room parties because they couldn't get in or probably weren't aware of them or whatever. I know the first year or two I went to Archon, I didn't, like, I had heard that there were room parties, but I didn't even know where to look for them. And then I found them. And
yeah, if I'm honest, if we didn't do Sausage Fest, I probably wouldn't be involved in a room party at all.
Right.
I probably wouldn't be involved with Archon at all, actually.
That's fair.
But...
but, yeah, I think there were just less people. The thing is the people were more generous. The people that were there were more generous. We made more money on Saturday night than we donated last year.
Yeah.
And last year's donations included pre-donations and included some donations through the month of October. So, it was crazy how much money we actually got that night. It was over $2,200.
So.
And right now we're sitting at over a $2,800 donation.
I wish we could have. I guess we didn't see how much money we pulled in each room. Because this year we had an actual list of, like, recommended donation prices in the food room.
Right.
Last year we had it for the drinks, but I don't think we had it for the, like, the cookies.
We did not have a list of recommended donations.
So I'm wondering if the food room got more because of that.
I think it might have.
I also think our communication was clearer this year. Like, we had the prices posted outside next to the "Please have your IDs ready" sign. We had the PayPal, but I think only one came through.
Only
PayPal.
One came through, yep.
We had Wei,
who's she's just awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening in either room, because I was just outside the whole time, but it seemed like it was going all right.
Yeah, I freaked out at the end of the night, because I went in the pink cooler, the where we collect money in the drink room. It was only like a quarter full. I'm like, where's the money?
Oh.
where's the money? And so I'm looking in all the drawers in the drink room. It's like, there's no money. Because normally what they do is they just scoop it out and toss it in one of the drawers. It's like, where is it? We have to have more money than this. I don't know where it's at. Turns out that they had been taking it and putting it all in the food room in one of the drawers. So they had it all. And that was another thing Gretchen did. She sorted all the bills and was using the wristbands to tie them all together. So it made it super easy on money for me to count. But, and then after...
You mean to fucking launder?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I did a preliminary count, but that was at like 6 in the morning. And it was like, it was one of those things where I counted and it was like, man, if I counted right, we have surpassed everything we've ever done before. But I don't remember if I included the $600 from pre-donations or not. Because if I did that, then, man, this is worse than it's ever been. So it's either the best year or the worst in, like, 4 years. Turns out it's the best.
Yeah, I think our communication was clearer this year that this is a charity.
And I kept making it a point, like, in the Facebook, the Archon Facebook group, bring your ID. Bring your state ID. Bring your donations.
I only had... 2 people have to go back to the room to get their IDs.
I'm right here. Jesus, it was a pain in the ass.
One guy was in a toga,
right here.
And he was like, ah, oh, crap, I gotta go get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, he just didn't have any pockets.
Right.
And the other person, I can't remember, like, she didn't have a purse on her or something. But
you thought you'd lost your ID?
Was this in my
for
pocket?
Half a trip? Yeah.
Because of that stupid toga party.
Yeah.
I thought I lost my ID. Turns out it was just because I changed shirts right before the party, and, like, I took my shirt and my ID off, grabbed the other shirt and put it on, and didn't grab my ID.
So you took
so mine. I thought I lost it, yeah. Then I found it, and everything was fine.
I found a receipt from 2015 somewhere.
That's not a surprise. That is not a surprise.
I threw away. Oh, we rotated the fucking bed. That's probably the best part.
That was, yeah.
So now when we do this next year in the same room, the bed won't fall down.
Well, it will.
Well, it's going to fall down. But we can fix it easy.
Yeah, it'll be facing us instead of buried in the back. Maybe they'll be more aware of it. Because, man, I know it's all it's going to take is somebody just leaning on that bed wrong and it's going over.
I think
maybe they'll actually fix it.
Next year I'll just bring, like, my drill and a single screw and just fucking put it up.
I'll bring my drill. Okay. Because I'll be woodworking by then.
Oh, boy.
And not wood playing.
He'll make sure to bring all the tools necessary to manufacture a sawhorse before he gets started.
No, I'll already have the sawhorse.
No, you'll have to make a new one because that's the point.
No, the point.
Will they fit in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not comfortably.
But
I didn't make them for myself. I made them for my dad. Because he's building a deck. And he's like 55 years old. And he's like bending over on the ground to cut these deck planks. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Now the sawhorses aren't such a fucking bad idea. And the plans I had had them like, I don't know, 32 inches tall. Like, what the That's fuck, man?
Not yeah. very tall.
No. Like, you're still like, you're just elevating it off the ground slightly. So I had to like rejigger the plans to make them taller. It's the whole thing. It's pretty strong now, though. Supports my weight. Cool. My considerable bulk.
What's the name of this?
What's Sorry. The name of what?
What's the name of you?
I go by many names.
I know. Fucking Adam, David,
Dickle.
He's not a monster except when he does coke.
Who, Maurice?
You haven't gotten to the party episode?
Nope.
No.
That's so good.
It's so fucking good.
All right, let's start these negotiations.
Maurice's origin story was the best. Like, what is happening here? Oh, ooh, that's what's happening.
I'm fucking 75 million years old. That sounds like Scientology. I saw the beginning of that
don't
episode.
Don't even know.
Oh, yeah. I thought, okay, I thought you were just...
That was intentional.
I thought you were just saying it.
Alex, we don't know what you've seen, so leave us alone. But watch the whole season and
maybe
then...
finish the episode if you've only seen the beginning of it.
Well, I would have if somebody hadn't pulled up in front of my house like, oh, let's go. It's time to go to the podcast.
Yeah, blame Tony. He's the one who didn't die at Archon, so we don't have to do this anymore.
I live, so we have to do this one more time.
The name of the movie was Burn After Reading.
It was.
It's another Coen Brothers film.
It really was.
It really was a Coen Brothers
yes,
film.
Yes, it was.
We already did my favorite quote about this movie, but before we do the quick reviews that everyone seems to stretch out into forever, can we just please take a moment to step back and really recognize the beauty and majesty of that fucking chair?
Yeah.
We're going to truncate silence here, so no, that's...
No, he's right.
No.
That chair...
The chair was magnificent.
Oh. Oh.
Also, Tony, haven't we done this movie before?
What the fuck are you
I thought we
about?
Did, but I don't.
Sorry about the dildo chair.
Oh.
I don't know what else to call it.
God, Tony, I'm
$100. $100 altogether.
Oh, but not including the dildo.
Those things are expensive. And I really don't have the capacity to mold rubber. Yeah, I thought we did also, but I couldn't find it. So fuck it.
That doesn't mean we didn't do it.
I know, but I couldn't find it. So here we are. Plus, I figured why not, since it's just a Sausage Fest episode anyway.
I think we have done this.
I thought so too. But Alex and Kayla haven't.
Oh no, this is just Darren's.
Yeah, I found Darren's review of it. I think we watched it.
We talked about it.
Intending to, but never did. I think in... Maybe we talked about it in terms of another Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be it.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought this movie was great.
I did too.
Alex Kayla. Hated it.
When I got done watching this movie, I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I really liked it.
That's exactly the... Yeah, really that's it. Yeah, what the fuck did I just watch? But it's pretty good.
It's good.
I had a good time. I'm not disappointed.
Whatever I just watched, it was good.
Yeah.
Alex.
The enjoyable moments in this movie were few and far between for me.
That fucking chair was one of them, though, wasn't it?
It was interesting to see the reveal, because you see him building what looks like some sort of giant fucking lobster clamp or something like that in his basement. Like,
he's so excited.
Yeah. That's top secret. All right, weirdo.
That's not exactly what my woodworking is going to be, but it's going to be close. But I would not insert anything I make.
You have your own dildo mold kit as well.
I do have my own dildo mold kit.
You can make your
kit.
Own.
It's also glow in the dark, too.
That makes it sound like it's
fun for
like
parties.
Some toxic material.
Yeah, here's the problem. You have to maintain an erection for like 35 minutes.
Why is that a problem?
without stimulation.
Because your dick's in a tube.
Because your dick's in a tube. What? That's gonna be that's a tough sell, man.
Take some Viagra.
Yeah, they just don't hand. I mean, they'd probably just do hand it out.
Really, you don't think you can?
Yeah, actually, wasn't there like just some a ring sample phone number or something like that for Viagra? I remember seeing commercials where you like just call this number and they send you Viagra. That's
probably not.
You still have to get. I think you still have to get a prescription.
No, yeah, I don't think that's real.
I mean, it's okay. It's covered by your insurance.
Sure is,
but not your birth control.
When you got a rock hard cock, what do you give a fuck about birth control?
That's pretty much exactly when you should be giving a fuck about birth control, actually.
That's fair.
Drill a hole.
I mean, next week the logistics of this just seems like you need a cock ring. That seems like it would take care of the problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of armchair personal dildo quarterbacking coming from you, but I've read the reviews.
I've given suggestions.
I've known the fucking marathon that stands ahead.
Yeah, that's that 5K that you're running.
Yeah, the hiss and hustle.
Fuck, when is that? Next week?
Yeah, what do you care?
I just need to know where I pick up your lifeless corpse.
That's Anna's problem. Oh, okay. Blame her if she signed us up for it.
I guess Anna will be on the podcast more if you die.
I mean, it's not... She doesn't.
I mean, the only reason she's not here is because David's here.
So yeah. It's probably nothing to do with work. Probably nothing to do with that.
Oh.
So, Brad Pitt was a fucking rock star in this movie.
Oh, he was so fucking good.
Like, that guy was just so genuinely excited to be him. Like, and every time he has a moment, he's just moving. He's moving, he's doing something ridiculous to work out.
I was gonna ride the bike, fucking pedaling through town in a full suit, that helmet with the rearview mirror on it.
He punched me. Where's the money? He punched me.
He wouldn't stop saying that guy's full fucking
name. Osborne Cox.
I'm a good Samaritan.
This is Osborne Cox.
Yes. Osborne Cox.
That phone call was so uncomfortable.
Who the fuck is this? I'm a good Samaritan.
It's just so uncomfortable. Just waiting for him.
He could not have had a creepier voice, too.
Waiting for him to finish his fucking thought. Like, please, just get it out of your mouth.
The sentence is pregnant and it needs to be birthed. Just get it out.
Is this Osborne Cox? What
the fuck? Like the sheer amount of acting talent in this movie is pretty
ridiculous.
Is really great.
The fucking guy from the Farmers Insurance commercials is in it.
Please don't tell me that the Farmers commercials is the only place you know J.K. Simmons. One, he was the voice actor of Tenzin in Korra.
Okay.
That's the weakest place you should know him from.
He's also J. Jonah Jameson because he looks exactly like J. Jonah Jameson.
Absolutely. And he was fucking Wesley in Portal 2. No, he was the owner of Aperture's competitor.
Cave Johnson. Cave Johnson.
He's been in a lot of things.
I didn't play Portal 2.
Did you play Portal 1?
Yeah, but the only reason I played Portal 1 is because Valve gave it to me for free.
I hate everything I'm hearing right now.
It's a good game.
Portal was a masterpiece, and so was Portal 2.
George Clooney was really good in this.
Yeah.
A vision.
I think I need to go for a run.
The only parts of this movie that I really enjoyed was whenever it would cut to the CIA headquarters or whatever the fuck building they were in, where they were trying to talk about what the fuck was happening, and none of it made any sense to anybody. They're like,
"What should we do with the body? Yeah, just bring it in and burn it.
Just get rid of it.
So what happened? We shot him. Oh, good, good. Wait, is he dead? No. Damn it. I guess get back to me when this starts making sense.
Like, the only letdown I had to this movie, because I like this movie from start to finish, my only letdown was the fact that I knew how much time there was left in the movie. And we got to the last scene where they were just talking everything out, just explaining what happened. And then it ends. And it was like, well, I knew it was going to end because there's only like 5 minutes left. And there's going to be like 4.5 minutes of credits. So it was like, oh, this is how they're going to end it. I would have enjoyed it more if I was surprised that that's how the movie ended. Like, because I could see the end coming.
Oh.
So, like, where we were in the story, when that guy came into the room for the final time to give him an update, there could have easily been another 30 to 40 minutes of this movie.
Yeah.
Just showing everything he talked about in that last 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it was great. I loved how it was just, yeah, this is what happened.
She said she'll sit on it, but we got to pay for some elective surgery she wants. Kind of surgeries. Awesome. Cost money. You don't pay it. Just do it. Just do it.
Just fucking get this off my desk.
We're gonna bring the F.
I'm not sure why he was trying to get to Venezuela. You really don't know.
Yeah, get him on a plane to Venezuela. Yeah, we were gonna bring the FBI in because the body. No, don't do that.
Oh, J.K. Simmons is really fucking good.
The ridiculousness of the movie is such a Coen Brothers thing. Just the and that fucking scene when the tension that builds when Brad Pitt is in the closet and Clooney's wandering around the room. That's not even his fucking house.
It's not even his fucking house.
And like you,
but goddamn, he did tell you the whole fucking movie. He's always armed, and it's just a muscle reflex.
Yeah.
He doesn't even think about it anymore.
Yeah, I was definitely waiting for that every time he said 20 years on the job, never
so much discharges.
But I was not, I did not expect it in that scene at all.
And the way it resolves also, like, right in the fucking face, like, done. Boom.
Like done, and it. Brad Pitt is out of the movie.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is out of this movie. He's gone.
His face is, you see his foot. Later.
You don't know that that's his foot. All right, I guess that's probably true. Not Brad Pitt's foot.
He also dies at the 1 hour mark.
Really?
Exactly.
That's pretty great.
And that's just like, I was just not expecting that. First of all, I wasn't expecting Brad Pitt to die.
He was smiling.
Because he's Brad
fucking Pitt. Yeah, and he had this huge fucking grin on his face when he goes, too. Boom.
And there wasn't, like, the tension in that scene wasn't such that I felt anybody was in physical danger.
Yeah, there was like
even this... when he looks at the gun, like I just thought that that was signaling, oh, he knows that he has to get in the closet because he's all well, not he knows, but you know that George Clooney's character has to get in the closet because he's always wearing that gun.
Right.
So I didn't expect that to mean Brad Pitt's about to get shot in the fucking forehead.
The gun was missing.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, the holster was there. Okay, that makes sense.
The one thing that I noticed about that scene was that was the shortest goddamn shower in the history of showers.
That was a short shower.
He
was just rinsing off.
And Brad Pitt was just trying to, he was timing it to bolt.
Yeah, and then the water turned off, and he's like, what the fuck?
That was a really great scene without any dialogue. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no doubt what was going on
the whole time.
That's not dialogue.
You didn't hear him singing, I'ma shoot this guy in the face in a minute. Just building up some tension.
Doesn't dialogue require two participants?
Rage, rage, fucking rage.
Rage.
Kayla's correct. Otherwise it's a monologue. Or a noologue.
The fuck out. Are you trying to imply to me that I don't know my Latin roots?
Latin's a dead language.
These fucking people. I casually mentioned last night that I would like to have taken a second foreign language in school, and I would have taken Latin. Why? It's a dead language.
I love the way he makes people sound. I said, oh, that's interesting. Like, Latin's an interesting choice. It's a dead language.
That's exactly what I said.
It's a dead language.
No, that is not exactly
you totally,
what
he... You totally Admiral Ackbar'd her. Yeah. Ah, it's a dead language. Tell General Comfortian that's a dead language.
Then he tries to argue with me that it's not a dead language. No, but it literally is a dead language. Not that it's not useful. Like
my argument wasn't that it's not a dead language. My argument was that it is the basis for a ton of different languages.
Sure.
So that sure, while nobody speaks it, it's not as though it's like gone and useless.
I wasn't arguing that.
I mean, a ton of languages. Isn't it like just the root for like Spanish, Portuguese,
Give me the romantic languages.
All of it is
Italian.
French, Italian, yeah.
Are those considered Latin-based? French and Italian?
I'm pretty sure there's only, like, two or three different roots for languages in the world, Latin being one of them for, like, the romantic languages. I don't know what the one for most Asian languages is, but...
Well... there's a lot of different. There's a lot of different Asian.
Whitey Rice McFace and some.
I like how Alex is just now just waiting for the laughter to end so he can complete his thought.
I don't know what it is either.
It never ends. This is the song that never ends.
That's why, like, all these languages are very, like, really similar.
That's why when you say monologue and not dialogue, maybe you can have a trilogue, quadlogue.
What about a bilogue?
That's a Greek thing. Maybe if you learned a dead language, you'd know the difference.
You don't know Latin.
What does biweekly mean?
I understand roots.
It's fucking Greeks. That's what that means.
The fucking Greeks.
Greeks are dead.
Nope.
Oh, no, they're
not. Try again.
Still. Yeah, that was a callback to yesterday.
Yeah, lots of dead language, like Greek, and I'm pretty sure there's still people speaking Greek somewhere in the world. I don't know who it would be.
Their country's in an economic toilet, but.
They're not gone yet.
They still exist.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not that bad yet.
We might set them back real hard again, like we did in the Middle Ages.
What?
A bunch of white people stormed ancient Greece and set their culture back like a couple hundred years.
I got a spoiler for you, bro. It's
called the Middle Ages.
Bunch of white people stormed Greece in like 1940. Did the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Some would say the whitest people.
Then a bunch of those people stormed the United States, and now here we are.
Except that was, like, last week.
Yeah, that was last week. Again.
Fucking Nazis. Can't wait to get Wolfenstein 2. Shoot some Nazis in the face.
It's depressing to me that this is the first Wolfenstein game you'll play.
It's the second one.
It is not the second one. It is the second one of the re-release of the new modern era of Wolfenstein, but there were several releases before this.
All right, well.
Don't jump on this new Wolfenstein train. How many fucking Nazis? Have you ever killed Mecha Hitler?
When you were an infant.
You killed Mecha Hitler.
I know the original one came out, I think, before I was born.
It was a Mecha Hitler.
I'm pretty sure.
I think the original one came out.
Castle Wolfenstein that was in the late 80s.
I think the original came out in the early 80s. Like the original Wolfenstein, I think.
I would say probably 86 or 87, if I'm going to guess.
Someone to the magic devices.
I'm just guessing.
On Saturday, I got real drunk.
1981.
Really?
Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because it was on...
7 years before I was born.
That thing's older than I am.
Is that a C64?
What?
And Commodore 64 and Apple.
That's not what I thought I heard you say. Well, she's probably Apple. N64. I was No. We're going to play the jerk off of the old system name game.
Apple II.
Apple II.
Ported to MS-DOS. Then to Atari, then to Commodore 64.
Yeah, that's what they made games that last. No DLC in that bad boy. They produced it for one system, then had to port it to 18 systems. Because the game didn't fucking change for 10 years.
3 years.
Still held up.
The DRM was, here's the manual. What's the word in the third third paragraph on page 64? What's the third word in paragraph 3 on page 64?
I had a fucking space combat game whose name I cannot remember.
Was it X-Wing vs. TIE Fighter?
No. But it was like, what is this plane? And you had to look it up in the manual. Yeah. And then one day I lost the fucking manual. I'm like, I will never play this game again.
Dude, so...
Why don't you just look it up in the wiki?
I could do that now that Wikipedia exists.
Quest for Glory.
Why didn't you invent Wikipedia, Alex?
Yeah, where were you on that? In Quest for Glory, the fourth game, the DRM for it was, you could play the game straight through, but if you wanted any of the healing potions, you had to tell the guy the code word from the fucking book. It was like, God fucking damn it. Are you kidding me?
Bard's Tale 3. They figured out the problem with that. So they created a wheel that you had to line up icons. You had to spin them and line up icons to get the right combination, and it would reveal, like a box would open and reveal the code you had to pick. It means that I had to actually purchase that game, and as opposed to copying the discs off of my friend, grabbing his manual, having my mom take it to work and photocopy it.
There was
the worst. Bard's Tale 1. Bard's Tale 1. To cast spells, you had to know the four-letter combination of the spell that was only printed in the book. It wasn't like a select A, B, C, D. It was just type in four letters. It was months before I had that book, before I could get score a copy of the book to get the combinations. Me and my buddies were just trying every four-letter. We were hacking it. We actually found like seven or eight of them.
Let's see, 36 to the fourth power.
The problem with that, though, is... You have to have a magic user of a certain level to even be able to cast certain spells. So you only had like three available to you at first level, and magic users were like every other magic user, super super high AC and super low hit points. So it was like they were just crunchy.
One hit wonders.
Yep,
they were wonderful until they get hit. So this is apparently the 10th Wolfenstein game.
You're the 10th Wolfenstein game.
But it is called Wolfenstein 2. That's like counting to 10. That's with like Microsoft.
That's like comic book numbering.
It's Apple numbering.
Like Microsoft, how to count to 10 with Windows? 2, 3, 3.1, 95,
98. Well, just arbitrary numbers. Who gives a shit?
Windows 7 was Windows 6.1. Windows 8 was Windows 6.2.
They don't mean anything.
It's just arbitrary numbers.
It's marketing. It's fucking marketing.
Yeah. Well,
Apple said that nines don't matter. Fuck nine.
Yeah, that one's weird. Microsoft skipped nine supposedly because of software that used to check version compatibility would just check starts with nine for like 95 and 98, 98 SE. So,
I mean, it's not like any of that shit runs on those machines anymore anyway.
Dude, when I worked at Best Buy in 2008, 2009, 2010, we would have people coming in. Well, can I run Microsoft Money 6 on this? No, that was from 1994. Fucking.
Well, I don't know why you gotta be a dick about it.
Like, we had somebody who was like, who came in with their fucking Apple II and was like, I wrote my dissertation on this. Can you guys transfer my dissertation to my new computer? And I'm like, I do not have an adapter that will connect to your hard drive. You're going to need to take this somewhere else.
Wait, like, it had a hard drive? An Apple II?
Yeah, I think so. It was whichever one had like...
The story fucking falls apart.
It was... I think it was an Apple II. It had like a 4 or 5 megabyte hard drive in it. Maybe it wasn't an Apple II. Maybe it was something shortly after that.
Probably after
fucking
that.
Dissertation is less than 4 megabytes.
This was back in the days when your word processor didn't have a font selection.
That's true.
It was the font that came with the word processor.
How many dissertations have you read?
Zero.
Yeah. They're lengthy motherfuckers. You should read Anna's.
Those are some thrilling stories.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Wearing a suit that doesn't have a name on the inside of it.
And
George Clooney calling him a spook.
Brad Pitt losing his face.
Yeah, his fucking brains.
He just got shot in the head. He's fine.
We haven't talked about what's her face?
Frances McDormand. Tilda Swinton.
No, not Tilda Swinton.
Frances McDormand.
Oh, okay. She was pretty good in her role. Like, I'm solidly on Tilda Swinton, like, Team Tilda, but this is pretty, like...
Pretty Tilda-light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the character wasn't a lot for her to, like, work with.
She's just, like, playing a generic bitch.
Yeah.
I mean,
Just
kind of a bitchy person in general.
Yeah, just kind of, like, a cold... Yeah. I wouldn't say bitchy, she's cold, she's...
A good pediatrician.
What? No. Pompous, maybe. Not even pompous, though. She's just like kind of no nonsense.
She's also
like an English headmistress
she's kind of selfish too. Like she's very, very self-involved.
They all are.
Yeah,
they all are. But like the first time we see her is when her husband comes home and he keeps trying to tell her, it's like, hey, we need to talk about something that happened today. Yeah, the thing we need to talk about is that you didn't get the fucking cheese.
The cheese is important. Not now.
Not now. When did you try to tell me that?
Yeah, when did you... His character.
And turns out she was having an affair the entire time.
Yeah. His character. I didn't really get a good feel for his character and why I didn't like him or why nobody seemed to like him until the final scene we see him in where he shoots...
Ted.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And then he fucking shoots like, a three-hole punch at him.
So you're all morons, and I'm battling morons my whole life. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he really does have a drinking problem.
Oh, yeah. He waits till 5 o'clock.
Hey, it's not a problem.
The very first thing he does when he breaks back into the place he used to live is go to the alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but...
He packs up the alcohol. It's expensive.
Well, he started with the Cointreau, though, so... Like, he picked the expensive shit first.
I'm gonna take this.
Yeah. And the jewelry.
Maybe he's gonna wear it later?
No.
No, he's gonna pawn it.
That's just stuff that he... Maybe he bought as gifts.
He considers his, because... Well, I got it.
I don't know. But also, it, like, is valuable and easy to carry.
Speaking of valuable and easy to carry.
D's nuts.
Perfect.
Uh-oh.
Was that it? That's just a setup? God damn it. Am I so predictable?
Is this the Halloween DLC for Sims 4?
Is it a new one? Because I already bought the one for last year.
I know you did. Wasn't a doubt in my fucking mind. I'll research this new one part.
They're supposed to be coming out with a cast expansion.
I did not watch like the first half of this movie because
what?
I didn't care.
Wow, that's
yeah.
Like I started to.
I got in the car.
I started to, and then I was bored, so I
sucked a dick.
Yeah.
Did other stuff.
Alex starts the car, pulls out of the driveway. Did you watch this movie?
Yes.
Hoping to commiserate.
I was hoping somebody watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
So somebody could talk about it.
I would have watched it been over sooner. I got stuck on a fucking... That guy who I keep saying don't schedule conference calls for 4:30 scheduled a conference call for 4 o'clock when I explicitly said I don't want to be here late. I don't get here at 10 in the morning. I don't want to be stuck here till like 6 or 7. Well, I want to be here till 6 or 7. That's you. I have places to go and things to do. I don't want to be here.
Work problems.
Got a lot of work problems.
That's rough, buddy.
I had to go to a client site. I hate going to client sites because I got to consult people.
I haven't heard you bitch about that in a while.
I know. I hate going places. It's the same place I'm going. It's the same place. It's the only place I ever have to go. Actually, I got to go out of town next week. But the client's flying me on their private jet.
What? Where are you going?
Kentucky.
Gonna go see Rob?
No.
No.
I want to go to Cooperage.
I don't know where that's at.
No, El Cooperage.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know where it is either. But they've apparently got an airfield nearby.
Is Kentucky code for Mexico and going to a Cooperage code for running some drugs across the border?
Is this just because I'm Hispanic and I'm not very fine people?
It's code for Tijuana.
By the way.
And code for visiting sex workers.
Popped open a 85% match on OkCupid today. Proud deplorable. What happened? What is this 85%? What is this 85%?
Exactly? Yeah, maybe you need to examine yourself.
Yeah, maybe. What? How am I answering these questions?
I want to go back through this.
Yeah, I gotta review. I gotta take my profile down and do some me time.
I like how the character of Linda Litsky got two separate people killed.
Yeah.
Scot-free. She gets what she fucking wants at the end of the movie.
Yep.
All she gives a fuck about is getting these surgeries.
She is a
typical white woman.
She's not even like it's not even malicious. It's not like she meant to get people killed, but at the end of the movie, she's still concentrated on getting what she wanted.
So she gets what she wants.
Brad definitely got what he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bullet to
the
face.
He was asking for it.
It seemed like thinking was really hard for him anyway. It's really his matter.
So he deserved to die?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was the joke that I was getting.
Was it?
Airing out his brain.
Did you say airing his brain?
What?
Sure. That fits.
Go on.
Yeah?
The beast has been stirred.
Would tell us what you thought about the movie Hamster.
He has a name.
I forgot his name.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Technically it's Shamrock. We call him Rocky.
Jesus Christ. The fucking Irish Bation over here is...
It's also the name of the street we're on right now.
I didn't understand George Clooney's character killing the guy and then not just calling the cops or something.
The reason he didn't is because he thought he was being followed. There was a history of him being followed. He was. He didn't know why or by who. And then when he went to check the guy for
ID.
Any kind of ID, like the liner was cut out of the suit. There was no ID in his wallet. Like he thought it was. He legitimately thought it was CIA. So he thought he was like fucked.
He thought he killed an agent.
An agent of some kind. He thought it was, yeah. He said spooks, which tends to mean CIA, but that would be weird in country. It should have actually probably been the FBI.
I thought it was like a Russian agent or a foreign agent that was following him. I didn't pick up on him thinking it was that until later in the movie when he started screaming, "Where are you, CIA? FBI?" He listed something else, I think. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's why it turns out that guy's pockets. He turns out Brad's pockets and there's no ID. All the tags are cut off.
He's a spook. Did he just say what you just said?
Yeah. Okay. He just mansplained me.
I'm just trying to make sure I wasn't stroking that was out.
Literally what I just said.
Hey, Tony.
What?
Nope. That's it.
All right.
Just hey, Tony.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
So when he grabs that guy who has been watching him, was that guy actually watching him?
No.
No, he was that watching, was... he was watching the house, right? And for the other dude?
Oh.
He was trying to serve John Malkovich. He was waiting at the house to serve John Malkovich.
Who's John Malkovich?
Osborne Cox.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he'd already been served.
That was a different guy. He had already been served.
When?
Early in the movie.
Like, right before.
He was, the guy's like, oh, hey, did you go to Princeton? He's like, yes, year 76. I can't remember your name.
Like, he served him.
Yeah.
It was a completely different person.
No,
but I couldn't figure out, was George Clooney's character actually being watched, or did he it get mixed up with...
No, that was definitely Clooney.
He was actually being watched.
That's funny as
because
fuck.
His wife was looking for a divorce.
Your wife? Jared! Fucking grow up! It happens to everyone!
Oh, that was...
When he storms out, he makes sure it takes the sex wedge.
Then he goes. Then he goes to what's her name? This has been coming for a while, hasn't it? Well,
has it?
Oh yeah, I guess. I like the complete disdain she has when she's on the phone with the insurance company trying to get the surgeries. You don't understand. This is four surgeries. It is a process. My doctor is approving.
My doctor's okayed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not exactly how this works. I am trying to rebuild myself.
I missed that part. That must have been at the beginning.
It was a good part, Alex. You should have watched it.
I got bored.
There were many good parts.
I'm just a millennial.
There were many good parts on all sides.
We got many good parts.
I didn't know that actor was John Malkovich.
Yes.
But I've seen the movie Being John Malkovich.
I've never seen Being John Malkovich.
It's fucking weird.
There are many John Malkoviches in Being John Malkovich.
Like 40.
Yeah.
I have no clue what the movie's about, even.
It's about being John Malkovich.
That sucks.
Being inside John Malkovich as John Malkovich.
It's literally about taking over John Malkovich's body.
That sucks.
To live forever.
I'm done.
It's actually pretty good.
So serious talk time.
Have you guys ever done Meet Joe Black?
Is that heroin? What?
No, it's Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt, and I've seen the movie.
It's not Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Huh? Yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins.
Yep.
I've never seen it.
Get the fuck out of here.
I was just asking if you guys had done it, because I've never seen it. I'm tired of
this bullshit. This game we play right here.
I was asking.
It's a 3-hour fucking movie.
Have you guys ever done it?
It's a long movie.
We have not. I don't
think so.
We should add it to the list.
Get the fuck out.
So we have a problem with the list. There's only two movies left on it.
I just added one.
Well, now
why did Willow get taken off?
Because...
I don't want to watch it.
Well, until yesterday, I couldn't find it.
Like, what are you trying to say over there?
The only way I could...
just say it.
The only way I could even find it was, like, you could buy it on Amazon on DVD.
Well, like, was it at least Amazon Prime?
I don't think so.
No, it was
so.
Amazon Pantry, which is now a thing that sucks.
Yeah, you have to buy, like...
You have to buy $48 worth of shit. And then they charge you for shipping, even if you're Prime? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's the worst.
But then I did more searches yesterday and found it on YouTube.
I was going to say, why didn't you ask Alex?
Straight up on YouTube. It's just sitting there on YouTube. All 2 hours of it are just sitting on YouTube, completely cost-free.
There's been some weird shit going on YouTube lately.
And it's been out there since May. It's just sitting there. Like, Disney, Lucasfilm hasn't had it pulled down, which is very weird to me. But there it is. Like, I watched, like, 5 minutes of it, just making sure that it was really the movie it says it was, because people do that shit sometimes. But yeah, it's not available for streaming or for purchase streaming anywhere, which is just odd to me.
I mean, it's like 80 years old and a kind of a cult classic.
Listen, if we need this movie acquired a different way, you
no,
just
it's,
let me
it's
know.
On YouTube. It's okay. Just sitting on YouTube.
Yeah, it's been acquired.
It's on YouTube. The other movie has been vetoed.
What movie?
Dark Tower.
That one.
Okay.
Not doing it. Also, no one else saw it, right?
No, did not. I was
good.
Gonna,
don't.
I'm
don't.
So gonna. I'm gonna see it when it comes on Netflix.
I'm gonna watch this movie and like it just to spite you.
Yeah, we all will.
No, I actually have no.
So I
no desire.
I want to see Blade Runner, and I want to see the.
Oh my! My boss is going to see that tonight.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Oh, so the gays are taking Blade Runner now too? Didn't we give them Rutger Hauer in the first one?
The gay Blades Runners. Oh. Zorro and the gay Blades Runners.
Sounds like a pretty good like fantasy campaign.
That actually does.
The gay Blades Runners. Just like a fucking troop of gay smugglers.
Smuggling their makeshift crates.
Smuggling their
in and out of the tobacco mines.
Makeshift blades.
To Sky City.
Makeshift crates. Don't fucking bring Sky City into this like it's something to be ashamed of.
I didn't. It's just a destination.
No, Sky City is the point. Sky City is the point. I love Sky City so fucking much.
What did we learn, Mr. Palmer? I don't know, sir. I don't fucking know either. I guess we learned not to do it again. Yes, sir. I'm fucked if I know what we did.
God damn, J.K. Simmons is a fucking master.
Those were the best scenes for me, just watching them completely not understanding what was happening here because what was actually happening was so stupid it didn't make any sense. Like, also, I didn't understand if Cox's wife took the money out of his accounts, or yes. If the Russians took the money from the accounts because they had the list of his accounts.
They didn't have the list of his accounts.
They did.
They gave him they got him from the disc.
That was on the CD.
Oh, was it?
So like I didn't
understand what was really on the CD. You said something about the
memoir. You've got your shit. There's lists and numbers and shit. We've got shit.
Yeah. I didn't really
I'm a good Samaritan.
What was on the disc.
It was apparently all of his documents, which from what I gather was
my memoirs.
The book that he started
he
to write.
He said it was the memoirs, but it was from the lawyer's assistant, wasn't
right.
it?
Right.
The secretary.
Which was, she stole it to give was, to them so they would have a copy of the financials. So
yeah.
When she sued for divorce, they would have all the information. He couldn't hide money from them.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
So it wasn't what Cox thought it was. He thought it was just his memoirs.
Yeah.
It but was, it was actually his financial information.
Also, it was his financial information.
So I...
She took a copy of the hard drive.
Oh.
She took everything
from the hard drive. Did I miss that?
So it was his memoir. It was his actual top secret files. And it was the financial.
Yeah, it was all the things.
It
was
oh, my God. Things.
But it wasn't... it wasn't like top secret files, though.
That's
but,
why the Russians were interested in it originally.
Yeah, they thought it was top secret files.
Right.
I'm assuming they thought it was like government accounts with money in them, which is why I thought maybe the Russians drained them.
And they may have.
And then they found out it was only like
$40,000
or something like that, which is, I realize, is a lot of money to us in the room, but like a government account should have like tens
not
of millions.
Not to me.
Get Joel and Ethan in here. Get them on the fucking phone.
It's like 35 minutes. Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, no, MBD.
No big deal.
Those $40,000 accounts and 35-minute hard-ons, it's all good.
35-minute fucking hard-ons. Start the clock. Get it going.
So I do want to see Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Is that like the...
It's about
kind of documentary about the origin of Wonder Woman and like her, like the BDSM.
I don't think it was. Well, it's more about him and the plural marriage he was in, and
yes.
like and like the how he viewed women in
no.
general.
There was
part of that was that went into the origin of Wonder Woman.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, it's time to go, Tom.
All right, Daryl.
Are you Daryling us right now?
I'm just putting my phone away, guys. Just for everybody relax.
Oh, my God.
I got to focus so I everybody can close calm this down. Thing so I can go home and go to bed because I got to wake up early.
I need to watch Mr. Robot season 3 premiere.
Oh, for that show I bailed on in season 1 because it sucked.
You are so wrong about that.
Sucked. So wrong.
F society.
Sucked.
What is happening to your face right now?
Tired.
Jesus.
Tired from stroking out. Fucking. I bit my lip, so now my lip is like slightly swollen. So now it's so swollen that like it's in prime biting range. So I've accidentally bitten my lip more, which has made it more swollen, which has made it more biteable.
Yeah. Pretty soon you're going to have a lip dick.
Just one big fucking dick in my face.
You're the man, Steve.
Then I'm gonna put a fucking lip clit on the top, and it's just they're gonna touch, and it's gonna be weird.
What's happening?
You're the man, Steve.
You're the man, Steve. You're awesome.
Literal shit.
All right.
Good talk.
Let's do Willow next week.
Let's do Willow next week.
I'm busy. I'm not going to be here anyway.
Where are you going?
I'm going out of town on that work trip.
I wasn't listening during that story.
This is the third time we've had this talk.
No, it's not.
We're going to do Dark Tower next week.
Go ahead.
No.
Your we'll review will be
back.
As shitty as the movie.
We're waiting to
oh
you
my
back.
God.
Incomplete.
Salty.
I tell you what. It's I will record a 90-minute podcast by myself about the movie.
Okay.
I'll do it on the phone.
I will
plane.
Release it.
I know you will.
We'll just record yours and like mash our tracks together, and I'm sure it'll work out.
That's going
to
be fine.
Why would we do that?
Because.
You guys won't even be able to keep up.
Art? No, we're not going to listen to you. We're not going to try to respond to you. We're just going to record our own 90 minutes and then put them together. Like,
I mean, literally, if we did a podcast, that's what it would be. You would be talking about anything else, and I would be focused on the
ranting.
Problem at hand.
That's fine. I mean, we can just put you in left ear. We'll put ours, three of us. In left ear. And we'll be good.
Just like the days of guitar casting.
I want to do that again. My guitar doesn't fit in Alex's car.
It's too thick. That doesn't make sense. We fit a dolly and a giant shelf system in my car yesterday.
I don't remember that.
You sat next to it. We had to rearrange the dolly so it wouldn't injure Kayla if I stepped on the brakes.
I remember getting a six-pack of cinnamon rolls.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics of that one, so...
The dolly was angled...
The dolly on the wheels. Wheels down.
Like a fucking ramp, so that if I hit the brakes, it would just shoot in the back of Kayla's head.
Yeah, it was definitely a murder dolly until we flipped it over. Then it was an inconvenience dolly, because we didn't need it.
Mm. Yeah, that sucks.
It actually kind of worked out. It was fun. All right. The real problem was when we started putting shit in the car... Like, a fucking typhoon blew through, and, like lifting things, and, like, the heavy shit just, like, picked it up, and, like, just at that precipice where the balance is not great, and then the fucking wind, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Two of us had giant, like, soft serve ice creams in our hand from IKEA, and the fucking wind is just blowing ice cream all over the goddamn place. My hand is just fucking covered in ice cream.
That's when you just let it go.
No.
That's Elsa. Elsa's had the truth of it.
God damn it. Well, I don't know why. One, Alex doesn't park in the fucking parking garage.
That was the first time he's ever not parked in the parking garage. I didn't know why he did it.
Is it because you knew the rain was coming? Or
that was
is
the wind.
Because he had two Hispanics with him, so we figured just like.
Didn't want to go that dark.
That's why he's like, oh, I gotta go throw this away. And we were like, will you at least take the cart while we deal with all the rest of it?
I was eating my ice cream.
Yeah. I was also eating an ice cream, I would like to point out.
Yeah. It sounds like one of us dealt with the rest of it while the ice cream was consumed.
Listen.
I was helping.
Eating ice cream is its own reward and job.
Oh my God.
So I devoted my attention to that.
This is how Kayla fucking tricked me into helping move this furniture. Can you listen to what you fucking said to me? And you try and ferret out where furniture moving is even part of this equation. Can you come help me move this furniture? You see this fucking trickery she's employing? It took me till midway through the trip.
You
I'm like,
sorceress.
I'm like, wait, are we moving furniture? This isn't what I agreed to. It's fucking bullshit. All right, like, we gotta go.
All right, yep. Let's wrap it up.
I gotta go sleep with some cats. I gotta turn on a furnace and hope that my house doesn't burn down. It's gonna be an exciting night.
Sounds like it.
Good job, everybody.
I gotta make sure one of my cats isn't dead.
That's a thing.
I just make sure she's not infected.
All right.
All right.
She's got incisions like the entire length of her body.
Next week it'll be something.
Oh, nice.